Bulls and Gators coming up a little after 1 o'clock today from Raymond James Stadium. Vice President of Athletics Michael Kelly joins us. Michael, this was a week to remember for USF Athletics. A lot of things going on. Take us, if you will, through the week, the highlights, the things that were the most important, and your vision of the future for USF Athletics.
Yeah, sure, Jim. Obviously, it was a historic week for us. We had a little bit of a short week, everyone coming off the Labor Day holiday, but to get ready for a huge groundbreaking ceremony for us for our indoor performance facility, which took place Wednesday morning right there at the Mersani complex. Players, right after practice was over, came over. We had a crowd of over 200 assembled under the tent there, many of which that had donated to the project. And to be able to hear the excitement and the seeing that project come to fruition, it's a $22 million building that we'll start construction on obviously immediately, and that'll be done in time for this time next year to give us the facility we've long needed, not only just for football but for all of our programs. So that was a really boost of excitement, and then obviously to be able to have the announcement that Chairman Weatherford made there of his commitment and his vision to build a on-campus stadium. So while that's not something that happens immediately, it is something that he is determined to speak into existence, and one that we're going to put a lot more focus and energy on as a Bulls Nation. So two exciting initiatives that leads into a huge sellout day today as we've all prepared well to host the Gators. So just a lot of things happening, and awfully proud of everyone that's got us to this point.
It goes without saying that facilities are a big part of making this program attractive on a national level, and to have maybe the unexpected talk about stadium. We went into that day knowing that the practice facility was going to be a focus, but the talk about stadium, albeit in very early stages, really seems to have energized the fan base a little bit.
Well, it should, and I'm glad that it does. We've got there's an old adage that says the best time to plant a tree is 20 years ago, and the second best time is today. And so we've got a lot of great facilities, a lot of things to be proud of. But for our future, we've got to invest and build onto our facilities and continue on the trajectory of so many of our programs being, so successful. We had 9 postseason teams last year, and that's the type of direction we want to hit. And let's face it, the expansion that happened this week, it had 3 teams that have gone to the near 6 bowls in recent years. So winning the American is an important step for us in football, and we've got to do everything we can to bolster our program, continue to give them opportunities to succeed.
Around the department, tip of the hat to the golf teams, men's and women's, playing very well early in their seasons.
Yeah, some really great early record-breaking type performances from both the men's and women's side to get great finishes in some early fall tournaments. And we've got both our soccer teams are in the throes of their non-conference play right now, so getting ready to compete in the conference race, which is really great. And our volleyball team won 2 yesterday and plays again tonight up in Jacksonville, and that'll get them up to 500 as it comes to their tail end of non-conference play as well. So lots of things happening. Just really proud and grateful for all of our staff who have battled through the pandemic, got us ready for this season, and just their love for USF Athletics is evident, and the energy they put into it is necessary and appreciated.
And finally, there is not a seat to be had out there for this game. This is your aggressive scheduling come to life here. It's going to be a great day for this football program.
Oh, it is. I hope all of our fans enjoy it. It's great to see a lot of Gator fans here as well. We probably saved a good many of them that probably go to Gainesville every Saturday, save them 4 hours of commuting today. So, but hey, it's great to see this type of pageantry out in the parking lots, the type of pageantry I can't wait to see today with both our Hart Marching Band and the University of Florida's Marching Band collaborating together on a very poignant 9/11 tribute here at halftime, which will be very, very thoughtful to the people that have given to the ultimate sacrifice here.
Looking forward to that at the half, and looking forward to this game today. Michael, thank you.
Thanks, Jim. Have a great call, and go Bulls.
No static at all. Our Bulls football coverage continues on USF Bulls Unlimited.
And welcome back to Raymond James Stadium, a little more than an hour away from kickoff between USF and the 9th-ranked Florida Gators. Sellout crowd expected here at RJS as the 2 teams are down on the floor of the stadium getting ready. It means we're close to get crazy time as everyone gives us their best predictions. Guys, we did not do a very good job last week. We went through in the post game. I know you guys were on the road.
We did a perfect job. Everyone was wrong.
But
I did remember what Sam said because he wanted us to make sure he remembered.
Yeah,
it.
And we repeated it, Sam, multiple times in the post game, which you didn't hear. But all of us pulled a bagel last week. Nobody got any of the predictions right. So we'll start with Joey Johnston and his get crazy prediction for this game today.
Well, I don't know how crazy it is, but I do like the role of Darian Felix in this game. We saw him on the first play last week go 16 yards, and all things seemed possible at that moment, and then it changed. But I do like Darian Felix to be the primary ball carrier and a guy that can keep USF afloat, move the chains, and perhaps get 80 to 100 yards today against the Gators.
All right, so we have the trend going because I took Darian Felix last week for 100 yards. If we just somebody's going to get it right at some point. So that's a pretty good strategy right there. Sam Barrington's get crazy prediction.
You know what? Why are you laughing?
Because I'm waiting for you to say, and I want you all to remember this, and I want you all to remember what's about to be said.
No, I tell you what. One of the guys that I've been paying a lot of attention to, I watched some film on this week, is Jimmy Horn. He's a young guy that plays the game the right way. He's wearing that number 5, like so many great players in USF history have, i.e. Lindsey Lamar, i.e. Mr. Mack, who's doing great things on the NFL level. And I think this guy is going to live up to that that number. I think he's a big-time player. I think he has big-time playmaking ability. And I think he's going to show up on this – I think he's going to show up today. I think he has the ability to match up well against Florida defensive backs. And I think last week there was a play that he was missed on, and I think they're going to try to find him on that same play up the seam, up the middle of the field, and I'm excited to watch him play today. It's nothing crazy about it. He's just a player that I admire, and I'm looking forward to watching him perform today.
I love it because I think he's the X factor for this team. Maybe not this year, but down the line for sure.
So
he's
just
a guy that's explosive.
I agree, by the way. Just to write down his official prediction, Jimmy Horn is going to show up
today. That's what I have written down.
Bro,
yeah,
show
that's
up.
Exactly right.
And with you, it's never a guarantee. So
you have a humbled Sam. Hey,
you know they're adding that to the stat chart. It says S.O., show up. How many times did the guy show up today?
When he walks out of that tunnel, Sam's right for the day.
Wait a second.
S-U.
You see the strategy behind that?
Yeah, the S-O.
S-O is a shout-out. S-U is usually shut up. But we still got 2 minutes in the segment, so you don't have to do that yet.
Exactly.
Jay Rutcher, your get crazy prediction.
How the hell am I supposed to follow that?
By showing up. By S-U-ing.
S-O is shut out or strike out. Now it means show up.
Exactly. Exactly.
I swear.
That is crazy.
Listen, Sam Barrington, you are one of the best parts of this entire broadcast, my friend, before the game even starts. I'm going to go with, we talk about so much USF, find a way to get points on the board. Kick, no matter what. I'm looking for a scoop and score or a pick six. I think USF somehow, and I want to go early on in the game with a defensive score.
Ooh.
First half, defensive touchdown.
Okay.
USF.
All right. I've looked at you kind of differently there because I thought maybe you were looking at my sheet over here because I've already written down pick six by a defensive lineman today.
What?
I see one of the guys in the defensive line picking off a little screen pass.
Oh, that's a given.
Something like that. Yeah, I think Jay's looking at my sheet, but, whatever.
I can't read.
So I'm going to go that route. I'm going to go one of the big fellas getting the end zone today.
Well, okay, I like it.
It's going to sound like I'm copying, but it's something similar. I'm not going to go off of it. Everyone's talking about their two quarterbacks, Emory Jones and Anthony Richardson, and how they are really running backs, and the Bulls have been strategizing therefore. I am going to say both of those fine young men fumble and lose a fumble today.
Wow.
Both their quarterbacks, a lost fumble. How about that?
Derek, that's a GE. Good idea.
All right. That's the it took Sam a while
I'm
to get
sorry.
That one.
I'm sorry.
I was waiting for you, Sam.
Wow.
All right, that's the Get Crazy the segment.
Continuing the first hour here on USF Bulls Unlimited with Glenn Spencer. Coach, hey. First half against NC State, I thought you guys played pretty well. Eventually, it looked like the legs got a little heavy out there, but how did you evaluate your defense's performance?
Yeah, it was a really physical night, you know, and we showed we can go toe-to-toe with people. It was just an endurance deal, like you said. We didn't have enough guys that could play that we felt confident in. You know, you look back, I think we only had 15 players that played 8 or more snaps, which normally you have 22, you know, that can do that. So that was a glaring stat for me. And so that was the challenge this week. You know, guys that haven't proven themselves, I said, guys, we got to, you know, you're hurting this team. You have to show in practice that we have to have the confidence of putting you out there because this can't go on. But when we were out there in the first quarter, we were violent up front and tackling better. You know, it showed, at least you could see on film, hey, this is what you guys have the ability to do. And then you can on the flip side say, all right, this is when it started breaking down. This is when you didn't bring your feet. This is when you lost your gap. You know, this is when he went through your arms. You know, didn't look in this tackle, things like that. So
that's the part of the game you're talking about, the run defense and the secondary is where you thought you'd have so many numbers. Now all of a sudden you're down two. I mean, that's got to make it tough, right?
Yeah, you know, it's football though, right? Everybody's got injuries now. It's just the teams that aren't as deep, it hurts more. So you got to figure out a way to get it done. Nobody's going to, like, say it's okay. It's okay for y'all to, you know, give up this and give up that and get beat like this. It's not. So it's our job is to develop some more guys. And, you know, big deal is when you have a chance to get off the field, get off the field. Then you can go rest. You know, the first drive, you know, third down, we tip the ball. We got people there that goes to somebody. It's not even supposed to get it. So you're still on the field. You know, you have a chance to get off the field there. You're over there resting and getting your legs back under you a little bit and getting corrections made. So that goes on us. You want to rest more. You want to not go so many continuous rapid reps. Get yourself off the field on third down.
On a day like today, you're definitely going to want to get off the field whenever you can. And, of course, you know the numbers from Florida. They ran it at will against FAU. Is that the number one concern once again, stopping that?
Yeah, stop the run again. But, you know, this is a – you kind of have that quarterback now that's really a – it's wildcat every snap, which you've got to tell back at the quarterback position, but can also throw it well enough to hurt you. So brings a different element, not treating him like a quarterback when he runs, but that's a talented running back when he's running the ball and treating it like that and tackle him like that and get numbers to the ball. And good pursuit angles, know where your leverage is at. You know, got to minimize our missed tackles to have any kind of chance.
I know last thing you guys don't talk about, hey, there's going to be a crowd, but how cool is it going to be? It's going to be a different atmosphere today. I know it probably doesn't change so much how you play, but it can also alter the opponent if you get loud out there, right?
Yeah, I'm all for whatever. You know, a lot of that stuff to me goes away after that first down, but, I mean, there is such thing as a home field advantage. It's the reason Las Vegas gives points to the home team, right? Last I checked, they know what they're doing out there. So yeah, let's use it. You know, if it's able to get a guy that, you know, maybe has to play 10 or 15 more snaps than what he normally would, he's got some, you know, some fuel there to help keep him motivated and, you know, keep his desire higher to go out and perform well when, you know, everything his body's telling me shouldn't be doing it. But that's called motivation, and I'll use any kind that we can get.
Looking forward to seeing it, and if you'll take this the right way, I hope I don't see much of your guys today. Good luck.
Yeah, appreciate it. Thanks a lot.
With Charlie Weiss here on the pregame show. Coach, obviously it didn't go according to plan last week. We'll look forward in just a second, but when you looked at the tape, was it just really close to things hitting and they just didn't?
Yeah, extremely close. I mean, I know it's extremely disappointing, the final result and all that, but we just got to continue to work on our execution and some of the small details of the things that we do. We always want to go back and watch the tape, look at every little detail of our plan and of our execution and make sure to critique that. And we certainly can do a lot better than we did. And there's certainly a lot of opportunities that we had. We just got to continue to work on the small details of our plan and of our execution. I look forward to going and seeing our guys do that and having a great game.
Now, you obviously have things that you just mentioned to critique. What were some of the positives? I thought the O-line play was strong. What did you like?
Yeah, I think we didn't have any sacks, so that was a positive for sure. Offensive line did a really good job up front making their identifications and getting us in the right look, so we certainly did a good job with that right there. We were able to hit a couple deep balls down the field to Weaver, so he did a great job making up those plays and going down the field. So lots of positives to build from there, and think we were going to be able to continue to throw the ball down the field. We just got to connect on a few more. And, yeah, I think those were some things that we definitely did well.
We don't want to dig too far into the behind-the-scenes stuff, but was there a name for the jump pass? Because I liked it.
No name for that. No, I call it Air McLean after that. But we don't.
Awesome. We'll keep stuff like that coming. Yeah. Now, talk about the reaction of the guys this week. And I'm talking about specifically the quarterbacks because mm-hmm. you've got to see it in practice. As far as Cade responding, knowing he's going to get the ball first, how has the response been?
it's been good. I mean, we have full confidence in Cade and everything that he can do, just like a lot of people. We didn't have our best game out there on Thursday night, but we definitely expect him to come out Saturday and play his best. And this week in practice, he's had a great week. He's been focused. He's moved on, and he's got that next play mentality, next game mentality, and I think he's ready to go.
A lot of people did focus on the passing game. That's kind of how it goes. But Coach Scott mentioned this week the need to establish the run. Do you agree with that, especially against a team like Florida?
Yeah, we absolutely have to establish the run, especially, you know, with playing Cade and, you know, first game and all that stuff right there and second game now. It'll be good to get the run game established early on to help him out, you know, be able to hit the play actions and shots, maybe drop back passes later in the game. But certainly important for us to come out and run the ball. I think I have a lot of confidence in our offensive line and running backs to be able to do so. So it'll definitely be important for us to come out and come running the ball strong.
Got to ask you about the Wednesday groundbreaking on the indoor practice facility. I know you guys have great facilities as it is, but what is that going to mean?
Oh, it means so much to us. I mean, I think Coach Scott said it when we were out there, but we missed part of practice on our Tuesday practice, which was one of the most critical days of the week. We had to cut out about an hour of practice right there. So, you know, not having to deal with that in season is critical. And then also, you know, there's times where your players' legs might be a little heavy during camp or during the season. You want to go inside and cool them off right there. So that's a huge asset for us. And I can't thank the donors, administration, Coach Scott for getting that done. It's going to be so huge for our players now and players in the future.
And then last thing. How nice was it, and how great is it going to be to play in front of a big crowd? I know there was some noise in Raleigh. They had stuck around for the whole game. What about that?
Yeah, that was a great atmosphere on Thursday night in Raleigh, and I think it'll be a great one in Ray J. So excited to see the fans out there. Just really looking forward to playing in front of them and putting on a good show.
Charlie, thank you.
Thank you so much.
Big house at Raymond James Stadium tonight. It's the Bulls and the Gators coming up. Head coach Jeff Scott joins us. Coach, before we get into this game, I want to step back to Wednesday and the groundbreaking for the practice facility, but a little bit more as well. That was an exciting day.
Yeah, it was great. I think just having the leadership of our university, you know, out here at the practice field and, you know, obviously breaking ground on our indoor performance center, which is going to be absolutely incredible and something that I think is going to be very useful and have a big impact, you know, for our athletic programs. And then, you know, also for Will Weatherford, our chairman, to get up there and talk about, you know, his vision and the leadership of the university's vision of building an on-campus stadium. You know, I think that was, you know, that caught our players a little bit by surprise. So it was great to kind of see their faces. And I think the big message is that, you know, we're building. And this is a time of growth for us as a team, as a program, and also as a university. So I'm very pleased with the leadership that we have in place and with the alignment and vision of so many people here.
So a lot to look forward to as time moves on. Let's talk about today's game against Florida. Bulls coming off the trip to North Carolina State. You said that you were impressed with your team of how they came back to Tampa and kind of got right back to work. They were ready to go after game one.
Yeah, obviously it was a very disappointing game, and all of our players and coaches were very disappointed by the lack of execution. You know, I felt like there was some plays in there where we did a good job, but overall we didn't execute. And I think the message to our guys when we got back and watched the video on Saturday morning, you know, was, hey, it's all about us. It's not about who we play. Obviously, NC State is a really good team. And when you don't execute, it kind of magnifies a little bit. But really our focus is on ourselves and the things that we could do. And we kind of went back and watched all the plays and the opportunities that were there and presented themselves. But yeah, I've been pleased with the way that our guys have rebounded this week and kind of gone back to work, and that's the great thing about college football. You get another opportunity the next week.
Cade gets the start. What kind of a week of practice has he had?
Yeah, I've been really pleased with the way that he's responded. He would be the first one to tell you last week that, you know, he just wasn't settled in and didn't get off to the start that we expected and that he expected. And, you know, this is another opportunity. Again, he went back to work and really led our offense this week, getting back and really cleaning up some things. And I expect him to come out and have a much better performance here today.
Bulls face another very accomplished running team today in Florida. in week one, the defense wasn't able to sustain it as much as you'd like, but they had some stops against the run. They showed some flashes in that game.
The biggest thing, going back and watching the tape, stopping the run, was we had some missed tackles, and sometimes the missed tackles came from poor alignment and really not having the football where it needed to be, and the leverage and all these things that are important when you're going to make tackles. So that was a big thing, watching the video and understanding the leverage and where they have help and where their gaps are and these type of things. And that'll be critical today. I mean, Florida's an excellent offense, has an excellent running game. They ran for over 400 yards last week. And it's not just their running backs. Both of their quarterbacks are very dangerous with the ball in their hands. So that's definitely going to be a key to this game, is for us finding a way to slow them down on the ground.
I got to ask you about Andrew Stokes. I hope we don't see him much today, but when we do, it's becoming evident he's something special.
Yeah, really, ever since he got here in January, it was pretty obvious to us. You know, he has a very strong leg, and, you know, him being over in Australia and a part of a group called Pro Kick, you know, we didn't get an opportunity to evaluate him live. We saw a couple of YouTube videos and talked to him on the phone, and he showed up, and he just started booming the ball. So that was great. That was probably one of the biggest you know, pluses from last week, is just his first time ever involved in a college game and playing college football. I felt like he was very consistent. And, you know, if he's called upon today, I expect the same thing out of him.
Coach, thanks. Enjoy this one today.
Great. Thank you. Go Bulls.
Head coach of the Bulls, Jeff Scott, stay with us. We're getting close to kickoff. It's the Bulls and the Gators, first time in 11 years, and we're back to get it started after this on the USF Football Radio Network.